This episode of Mark on Money is brought to you by EFS Group for all your retirement needs. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Mark Gills or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
So what are you going to do in retirement? You might be surprised at the answers I get when the question is asked. In this show, we're going to talk about what are some of the things you could do considering you're heading into retirement. It's up to you.
And now, live from the heart of Sioux City, Mark on Money with your host, Mark Gills.
The key is having a plan in place, knowing what you're going to do.
A place where your retirement questions are answered.
You could be putting tens of thousands in jeopardy.
You'll get the latest news on 401ks and retirement planning.
It can make a profound difference with what you can and can't afford in retirement.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome in to Mark on Money.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Mark on Money with Mark Gills. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark is a certified financial planner, a fiduciary, independent, helping folks for better than 30 years. EFS Wealth Management is where you find him. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Steve?
Very, very well, thanks. We were just talking about it's summer, so let's enjoy it, right?
Yeah, you know, the heat is all right.
Heat's good. You talked about here is sort of things that we can do as we sort of get ready for retirement, and there is a lot of preparation involved. It's more than just about the money, but it's a lot about the money. But I like this first note that you put here. It says spend some money before you retire. Tell me why that's a good idea.
Well, it might seem counterintuitive, but soon-to-be retirees should start spending their money now. You know, you've spent a lifetime saving for retirement, so go ahead and live a little bit, even before you get there. They're not called the go-go years for nothing, and, you know, if you don't spend it, your kids will.
Well, you make a good point. You know, you've got to shift your mind from that saving category to the, you know, it's okay to spend a few bucks, and I guess if you spend a little bit of it before you get there, you're not spending your retirement dollars.
Right. And, you know, you're still working yet, so you'll feel more comfortable spending your money now. You know, we want to spend it all, but,
no.
You know, have a little bit of fun with it.
I like
you know,
idea.
Don't turn the screws too tight
exactly.
You don't spend anything.
Well, but that sometimes happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, people just scrimp and save, and, you know, it becomes a habit, and it's a hard habit to break, like they say.
Sure. Well, it's not a bad habit, but again, let's enjoy retirement a little bit, and I like it. And again, your legal documents, the estate planning piece, that's something that really needs to get buttoned up before you get there.
Yeah, everyone should at least have a will, living will, durable power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney in place. When you put together a will or trust, it might also save you on some taxes, too, because most estates are entitled to generous tax exemptions. And this is something you don't want to put off. You know, if you wait until something happens, it's usually too late. So you want to get your legal documents put in place now. And that takes some time, too, Steve, because it takes a little bit of thought. It's not like you can write a check out and invest some money into something. You know, you've got to figure out who do you want to have as, you know, your healthcare power of attorney, especially if you have multiple children, you know, and those types of things. It takes some time to think about those things and put them down in writing. But something that you want to get done now, it's a good time to do it before you get to retirement.
So you at EFS, I mean, can you help us with estate planning? Can you guide us in the right direction?
Well, usually if you've got an attorney that you use, we'll usually, you know, refer you to that attorney. If you don't have an attorney, there's several that we work with, and we'll talk about that and who is a good fit for you. We can usually save you some money because we can have that discussion with you, about who do you really want to have as power of attorney? What are some of the things you want to talk to the attorney about before you get there so that you're not just totally green when you walk into the attorney's office because the clock starts running the bill meter starts running, and you know, attorneys charge a lot of money.
Sure. So you're saying you can just help us get prepared, and when we make that happen, it'll be relatively painless.
Right, exactly.
All right, fair enough. Tax changes. We talk about taxes in retirement and tax planning in retirement. We talk about that every week. But again, worth mentioning again, certainly.
Well, there's been, I mean, just the tax field structure, you know, and we've talked about this before, too, is probably the biggest changes in taxes I've seen my entire career. And, you know, you had the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and then you had the Secure Act, the CARES Act, you know, and everything scattered in between. And now we're going to get some more tax law changes. You got Secure Act 2.0 coming up. You know, that's all in just a matter of 3 years. I mean,
it seems like a lot of changes, a lot of things to keep up with.
I don't know how many pages it probably was in the tax code, but it was thousands. And the IRS still isn't even done interpreting some of the changes that actually even were put into place yet. So we're still waiting for some interpretation from the Secure Act.
Wow.
On inherited IRAs and a couple of other things.
Wow. Well, and again, but to your credit, you're on top of it. You stay on the front edge of this stuff and really make sure that our plans reflect what's going on.
Yeah, you have to really think more than just planning for this year. You have to think, you know, hey, you know, even if nothing changes, you know, the sunset provision in the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, you know, it sunsets in 2026, which means if nothing is done, everything reverts back to where it was originally before that tax law passage. So, I mean, there's going to be changes coming. It's just you want to be prepared for them.
Well, you're proactive, not reactive in that regard.
Yeah, you want to do things now that will benefit you and put you in a better position in the future based upon what we think is going to happen. And, of course, we don't have crystal balls. But, you know, the tax environment, I think, today is probably the lowest that we're going to see for the foreseeable future.
Sure. All right. Well, that makes sense. And when we say save for retirement over college, what is that? Explain that one.
Well, saving for a child's education is a big priority for a lot of people as they're approaching their retirement. But there is a trade-off involved. You know, given how many other opportunities there are for your children to pay for college education, you might want to consider prioritizing retirement savings versus saving for college, or pair the two together. You know, there's got to be a happy medium. You don't want to sacrifice your retirement for your kids' college. They've got a lot of the years to work.
Yeah, you know, right. Well, exactly. And, you make a good
point.
You know,
it doesn't hurt to borrow some money and make wise decisions in terms of value of education. You know, you don't want to go to a $60,000 a year school, you know, for a degree that is only going to produce not a very good return on that investment.
Right. Well, yeah, again, good discussions to have. And so this is one, too. As you get towards retirement, maybe you just keep working a while, or maybe you find another gig.
Yeah, I mean, if your health is intact, maybe you want to consider working during your retirement. It's a great way to supplement your income. It helps you to stay engaged. And maybe it prevents you from spending more money than what you should because you're bored not doing anything. So what else can you do is just spend money. You know, you look at, you know, continuing to work, pick up some side gigs. You know, if working full-time isn't part of your retirement plan, maybe working part-time might be a better way to make some money and have some fun. You know, there's a lot of employers out there that would love to hire, you know, an experienced older individual who's responsible, isn't going to call in sick, you know, and likes to do what they're going to do because they don't have to.
Right.
And so they're a good employee and they don't have to pay benefits and everything else. So
right.
They're happy to hire, you know, retirees to do stuff.
I like your outlook there. I think that's a great way to look at it. What about charity? And as we get to retirement, that can be helpful to us, not only just from because it feels good, but you know, just from a monetary standpoint, it can be helpful.
Well, yeah, rather than maybe selling stock, you know, or taking money from tax-deferred accounts, some retirees choose to make one large donation of shares to take advantage of the charitable donation tax break. You know, if you do it all at once versus a little bit at a time, you can get over that itemized deduction limit and deduct that gift. And even if you give appreciated property, you get to deduct the full value of the appreciated property, even though it's gone up in value. So you don't have to sell it, pay taxes on it, and give it to charity. Give the appreciated property and get the tax deduction for it. And if it's large enough, you'll be able to deduct it off of your income taxes. And so, you know, in addition to stock, you know, you can donate appreciated property like jewelry, real estate, art, antiques, all kinds of stuff, you know, can be donated, and you can get a deduction for it. Some of those things require a bona fide appraisal, though. You can't just, you know, give the little antique, you know, statue that's sitting on your mantle and call it $10,000 of value. So, I mean...
So do you help people do that? Is that something that people are doing, that you see people doing?
Yeah, every now and then, you know, that we run into those types of things where, you know, even expensive jewelry, I've seen that be given away, and coins and all those types of things, gold, silver bars.
Sure.
So.
Well, again, I mean, that's worth having a discussion. And folks, if you'd like to start that discussion, it's 712-560-0360 is how you get started. And so we're kind of going through a list of things that we should talk about before we retire. And this is sort of a random list of a lot of different things. Pick up side gigs. Yeah, why not? It could be time to do that passion project or do something that you've always wanted to do. Now that you're retired, you can.
Yeah, and you know, along with that, you want to make sure you're syncing up with your spouse. Maybe your spouse is excited for you to have a side gig because they don't want it, the spouse in the house.
Spouse in the house. I like it.
Yeah. And you know, but seriously, I mean, you want to be on the same page, you know, with your spouse about with, you know, what's important in retirement, what do you two want to do? You know, what are your priorities? Travel, you know, part-time work, you know, hobbies, volunteering, you know, all those types of things.
Exactly, and that makes sense as well. And overestimate your healthcare costs. Boy, that's a good one to really take into
Yeah, whether you're just in the planning stages, if you already left the workforce for good, estimating healthcare is a major expense during retirement. According to Fidelity, a 65-year-old couple in 2021 can expect to spend around $300,000 in healthcare and medical expenses throughout retirement.
Wow.
And many workers and retirees are totally unprepared for this cost, which can wipe out a lot of savings if you're not ready for it and haven't planned for it.
So what are some things that we can do to get ready? I mean, is an HSA an option? Is that something that maybe can help us get ready?
Well, HSAs are options, but, you know, just being aware of what those costs are. I mean, we have a cost estimator. It's kind of cool. We actually have a questionnaire that we can fill out that kind of has, you know, what's your current health status, family history, those types of things. And we actually input it into a software program and actually shows you what your Medicare expenses are, what your expected out-of-pocket costs are. You know, if you have a chronic illness, you know, that's taken into account in terms of estimating healthcare costs in retirement and stuff like that. And it shows you what your estimated costs are in black and white rather than just kind of saying, well, it's going to cost $300,000. Well,
right.
What is that per year? And then how do we spend for that? And you know, what do we do with that? Do we put that into the budget? Well, absolutely. You put it into a budget, you figure it out. It helps you to kind of gauge how much other money that you'll have to be able to spend because those healthcare costs are really fixed expenses. I mean, you're going to want to have funds to be able to pay for it.
Right. Well, I like having these conversations, and these are the kinds of things that you do every day. Like I said, this is just kind of a hodgepodge list of important things that a lot of times people don't think about.
Yeah, there's a ton of hodgepodge stuff in retirement. I mean, more than you can even possibly imagine. We can't even get through them all today the show. I mean, we could keep going and going.
Exactly. Well, folks, if you'd like to get, you know, have the conversation, begin that conversation with Mark and the team, 712-560-0360. Let's invite folks to call right now, Mark.
Absolutely, yeah. 712-560-0360. You know, or you can stop in our office. You know, we're located right on Sunnybrook, right across from Target, next to Lowe's there. We've been there for a long time. Been in Sioux City for over 30 years. Be glad to sit down with you over a cup of coffee and discuss some of these things that we're talking about.
Sure. And again, you can visit the website too. It's EFS, the number four, the letter U.com. That landing page is very pretty, sort of a cityscape, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you know, it's very
nice. Picture of calming.
It is.
I would guess.
That's exactly what I thought when I looked at it, too.
Yeah.
Folks, give Mark a call, 712-560-0360.
When we come back, we will tackle what you should be doing as you reach the retirement red zone, those all-important years leading up to retirement.
Remember that feeling on the last day of school just before summer vacation? How about that feeling you get around 4 o'clock Friday afternoons? Now multiply both of those by 100, maybe 1,000, maybe more. And that's the feeling you get just before you retire if you have the right plan. And you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to set you up with a comprehensive plan, avoiding risk and pitfalls, and securing lifetime income in your retirement. You need Mark on Money's Mark Giel, 712-560-0300. 712-560-0360.
We are back on Mark on Money with Mark Giels. Of course, I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark is here to help you get to and through retirement. He's been helping folks for more than 30 years. He is a fiduciary and independent, and EFS Wealth Management is, of course, where you find him. And lots of folks just find you there, don't they? I mean, they just kind of wander in.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and you're welcome to come on in. Stephanie's sitting there up front, and she'll be happy to visit with you with a big smile and tell you about what we do and see, you know, if there's anybody available. You know, we've got four advisors in the office. And summertime's a great time because it's a slow time for us, you know, usually because people are on vacation. We don't do a lot of reviews during the summer. And so usually we've got a little bit of extra time during the summer. So yeah, it's a good time just kind of walk in and see once what we do.
Well, and this segment kind of ties in with that is, you know, we're turning 50. A lot of things begin to happen. I think as most of us wake up and we're 50 years old, you think, oh my gosh, we're a lot closer to retirement than we're away from it. It's really time to kick things into high gear. And the good news is in your 50s, early 50s in particular, it's enough time to be able to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, the decade leading up to retirement is your last chance to really build a significant nest egg. The decisions you make in your 50s will impact the retirement benefits you receive and how much you'll be able to, you know, safely spend for the rest of your life.
Sure. Well, and one of the things that we can do when you turn 50, that's when the catch-up provisions come into play.
Yeah, and you can become a super saver because you can contribute more to Roth IRAs. You've got, you know, you can contribute, you know, up to $27,000 into your 401k. You know, so there's you know, a lot of things that you can increase, you know, to build up that retirement nest egg. And
sure,
you, hopefully the kids are gone and they get out of the payroll sometime in your 50s, which really frees up a lot of extra cash flow to really save a lot of money in that last decade before retirement.
And again, it really can help you focus on that, especially with, you know, if you suddenly realize, oh, I'm not paying for college anymore, you know. So let's talk about the mortgage. And I think their opinions vary on that. Should I have a mortgage in retirement? Should I make sure it's paid off? Where do you land on this?
Well, I think paying off your mortgage is important because here's what I know. And here's what I've seen is that the people who carry debt into retirement, not all of them, but the ones who have carried debt into retirement are the only ones that I have seen that run the risk of running out of money in retirement. And I think it's not necessarily the debt, but I think the debt is a symptom of not being able to control your spending and budget your money. Because if you could have controlled your spending and budgeted your money, you would have paid off your mortgage before you retired because everybody wants to do that. I haven't talked to a single person who says, oh, no, I love having debt. You know, I'm going to carry my mortgage all the way through my retirement years and never pay it off. I've never heard anybody say that.
No, that's not something I think people would say.
And so that's the key. And so sometimes I tell people, they ask me, well, when can I retire? And I say, well, once all your debt is paid off, then let's have a discussion. But until your debt is paid off, you should keep working.
And that's really next on the list, too, is paying off debt. And I know you're a get-out-of-debt guy, clearly, and we talk about that often as well. But that really becomes a priority as well in our 50s. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, and you don't want to go crazy, you know, you don't want to, you know, like I said before, you know, you can catch up in contributions. You know, you can save more money into IRAs. You can save more money into retirement plans. So you don't want to, you know, not save money into retirement plans in lieu of paying off debt. You know, you've got to really figure out what the plan is. You know, should I be paying off more debt? Should I be increasing my retirement contributions? You know, or just having a plan in place to pay off debt. I mean, you can fund Roth IRAs in lieu of paying off debt with the idea that, hey, you know, when I get to be 62 and I retire and I might have $30,000 worth of debt on my mortgage left, I could just cash in $30,000 out of my Roth IRA and wipe it out because I'm saving the money into an investment in with the idea that that investment is going to pay my mortgage off in the future.
I like the thought.
Yeah. So, but you have a plan. That's the key.
So do you talk about that with people? I mean, do you kind of structure a plan to say, all right, this is how you need to get out of debt? I mean, not how, but I mean, these are the things that can, that you should be doing to achieve that.
Yeah. Yeah. We've done that. And, you know, I've gone through Dave Ramsey's course and understand, you know, the debt snowball and the, you know, there's two main ways to pay off debt. You know, you either start with a bigger balance first and pay it off, but usually it's, you know, you don't take the debt that has the biggest amount. You take the debt that has the smallest number and you pay it off first. And then you start on the next one and the next one, because, you know, it's kind of like playing, you know, I don't know, Candy Crush. You feel a reward when you get that first debt paid off and it feels good. And then you get into that habit and you want to knock out the next one and the next one. And
it's very empowering, really, doing it that way.
Right. Yep. And so there's different ways to get rid of debt. You know, I've seen it all.
Yeah.
And you know, help people, you know, come up with a plan, you know, whether it's paying off mortgage or getting out of consumer debt. You know, I've done all those things.
And one of the things in our 50s, oftentimes that's our peak earning years. And then we got to start talking about taxes and managing that as we get closer to retirement. Conversations that you have every day.
Right. And, you know, that you're also probably going to be in a higher tax bracket if you're in your peak earning years in your 50s, too. And with less deductions as the kids have all moved out of the house, even though anymore because of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, you don't get to take, you know, your personal exemptions anymore. You know, but, you know, maybe those things will come back. Who knows? But it's just a planning thing, trying to figure out, you know, what you should do. And, you know, I'll tell you a story, and it's a good one to remember. You know, one of the things about summer, as it draws to a close, it kind of gets a little bit depressing because, you know, the days start getting shorter. But then the positive thing is that then football starts. So, I mean, that's one thing to look forward to the end of the summer is, you know, football season is going to start, and hopefully it starts, you know, without any delays, and it, you know, stadiums will be back, hopefully, in with the fans, and, you know, it's an exciting time of year as we look forward to the fall and football and, you know, a little cooler weathers and hanging out with those games and stuff. But the story I want to tell you is about Super Bowl 51 because it relates directly to retirement. And if you don't remember Super Bowl 51, it was the greatest Super Bowl ever in the history of the NFL. It was Tom Brady and the Patriots against the Atlanta Falcons. And this was a game that did not go the way anybody expected it to go. The Falcons were up an immense amount. I think it was, you know, it's been a while since I told this story, but I think it was 27 to 3 or something like that, or 21-3 in the third quarter. And ESPN has a meter. You know, it says, you know, what's the percentage likelihood that Atlanta is going to win the game? Well, the percentage likelihood was like 99% likely that Atlanta was going to win the Super Bowl because they were even in the fourth quarter. They were even up by over three touchdowns.
Jeez, I remember.
You remember that game?
I do very well,
And so what happened was, everybody that remembers the game, the Patriots came back, and against all odds, they won the Super Bowl. They tied up the game, and they won the Super Bowl. It was amazing. It was the most impossible thing. But the reason why that the Patriots came back and won was because Atlanta did not know what to do when they were so far ahead. They didn't change their game plan. And so they kept doing the same thing as the Patriots came back and they ended up losing the game. And so this is what happens to people as they get towards retirement, is you need to know what the next play is going to be into retirement. You've got to change the game. You've got to change your thinking. And especially at the end of a bull market that could see a secular bear market that could last more than a decade as you enter retirement. You know, so if you retired in 2000, it took 12 years for the stock market to recoup its losses. And that's a long time in retirement to see your portfolio not go anywhere. So as you're moving into retirement, you do not want to face a multiple year of losses in investments that you are going to need to use in retirement. So you've got to protect that money. Just like the Falcons did not protect their lead and gave it all back, you don't want to do that as you enter into retirement, especially after, you know, we've seen, what, 13 years now of stock market gains almost? That's a long time to have a market run-up like we've seen. And, you know, I don't think it's done yet. I think we see higher prices, but we're getting to the end of this bull market, you know, and I don't know when it's going to end. It could end in 3 months. It could end in 3 years. It could end in 5 years. But sometime we'll go back into a period of time where stocks don't go up, go sideways for a while. And usually that starts with a 20, 30, 40% sell-off.
Those are the kinds of things that it, to me, working with an advisor, fiduciary, independent like you, just because it just feels like you've kind of got the pulse of things and you're going to be proactive in, you know, getting us to retirement.
Yeah, we've worked with people that retired in every market, including the pandemic, you know.
Right. Yeah, and, you can't stop time. I mean, you're going to, you know, if it's time to retire,
yep,
it's time.
Yep. So you've got to have a plan in place. And we do. If you go to our website at EFS, the number four, the letter U.com, and click on, do I have enough money to retire? We show you how to time segment structure your investments. You know, so you're putting your money into different buckets based upon when that money is going to be spent, protecting the money that you're going to spend early in retirement. And so you really have to look at your investment portfolio to see as you get closer to that retirement period of time. And 10 years out is the time when you start moving money into more conservative buckets, at least the money that you're going to need the first 5 to 10 years of retirement. The money that you don't need for 20 years yet, you know, is probably okay to leave where it is. But the money that you need earlier on in retirement, you've got to really start dialing it down to figure out where am I going to put that money today so it's ready to be drawn out. And it's not going to go backwards.
And folks, if we piqued your interest on any of these topics, I mean, we could keep going on here. But again, I think the most important thing is just make a phone call to Mark, set up a time to come on in and talk about it.
Yeah, 712-560-0360. Or just stop in at our offices here in Sunnybrook, right next to Lowe's. You can just park right up front and walk on in.
Sounds good. 712-560-0360. And you'd be happy to sit down with folks. And it's a no cost, no obligations kind of get to know you session, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, you'll be greeted warmly when you come in, and we'll visit for no less than probably 30 minutes and no longer than 60 minutes. And, you know, get to see once what, you know, is your concerns. What can we do to help? And, you know, what do you have set up already and what do you need to do in order to properly prepare for a retirement? Or if you're already retired and just want a second opinion of what you've got, where you're at, and, you know, how you're going to get to where you want to go, you know, stop in and see us.
That sounds great, folks. 712-560-0360. That's the number that'll get you started. And, you know, to just have that conversation with Mark and his team. And Mark, as always, it's a pleasure to just have these conversations. We cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time.
Yeah, it goes fast.
It does indeed.
Flies by.
Yes, it does. And folks, hey, we really thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. And we're going to be back again next week. We'll have more topics and questions and all kinds of good information for you right here on Mark on Money with Mark Eel.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. EFS Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Coach P Radio.